now, by our first guest of the evening. We're joined by writer-actress Dana Schaefer. Dana, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good, really good. Now, you've got such an amazing story, and you're doing a one-woman play at the Hollywood Fringe, which looks like an amazing, amazing presentation. But people need to know your story at the very offset. I don't want to even take away anything from that. Can you please tell us a little bit about you, your family, and what this play is about?
Sure. My daughter, Rebecca, left home at age 16 to go to New York City, and she started acting, and she got started modeling, and she got a part on a soap, and then she got a part on a sitcom, and was flown to Los Angeles and co-starred with Pam Dauber in My Sister Sam.
Which was a great show. I still vividly remember.
Pam Dauber, you'll recall, was the female lead in Mork and Mindy.
She was Mindy. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it was a great show. I know it didn't run that long. It ran like two seasons.
2 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was a memorable show. It did what it said on the tin. It was a great little sitcom. It had and your daughter was
happy to hear. Wasn't she adorable?
She was.
And it was innocent. You look back at what they're wearing. They're dressed like nuns. I mean, it's just really wonderful. And it was great ensemble work. And she had a wonderful time. And then when that wrapped, she started getting movie roles. And I got a very, very bad call. We live in Portland, Oregon. And one morning in July 1989, I got a devastating phone call saying that she had been murdered on her front step in Los Angeles. She was waiting for the script, a courier to deliver a script. In those days, they delivered physical script of Godfather 3. She was going to go out for Godfather 3.
Hmm.
And she opened the door, thinking it was the courier, and this guy jumped out of the bushes and shot her. Mm-hmm. So that's not how I start the show. We start with how much fun we had, she and I, and how great everything was, and then the bad news comes, and then the rest of the show is kind of what happens to families and what happened to our family anyway. I wouldn't presume to say what happens to families, but how we struggled and I struggled and, you know, like that.
And this was an era when celebrities, you know, you had the shooting of John Lennon.
Right.
You had a number of high-profile attacks. There was this concern, which is different than the concern we have nowadays, which is school shootings and mass killings.
Yeah.
It was the stalker. Yeah, that you would have someone who would be famous and someone would stalk them, and they would end up with these sort of horrific consequences. And I still remember, Dana, when this happened. I mean, it was a huge story for weeks and weeks.
Well, yeah. I have a question. If she had been cast in Godfather Part 3, would we have been spared the presence of Sofia Coppola? Was that the role she was reading for? Because that's a big question. Yeah. I mean, that might have changed history.
It might have changed.
Was that the role?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was, actually, but I don't know. But,
wow.
You know, her murder changed Hollywood. Because
absolutely.
Up till then, people were sending out signed photographs, and she did. She and my mother sat and hand-wrote notes to fans. And when she was murdered, it changed instantly. And we were taught by Gavin De Becker and others that, you know, to suggest any kind of relationship with a fan, they're going to want to pursue that. And so you must never do anything like that. So she really changed Hollywood. And, of course, they enacted stalking laws because those weren't in place till Rebecca was killed either. Mm. So, but my story isn't about those things, though I did work for gun control. I lobbied and I delivered 3 yes votes on the Brady Bill, though I was not optimistic. about gun legislation, but these kids from Parkland, they just amaze me.
Yep.
I'm so impressed with Emma Gonzalez. I don't know if change is possible, but anyway, my show is the human side of it, and
absolutely,
and even. And it was so much fun. The first time I did this first a year and a half ago, and I'm not an actress. I mean, I'm a new actress. And I the first performance, I was up on the stage. I went out, and the very first scene, I was saying these words that had been in my head, and there I was on a stage, and people were with me.
I loved it.
And so in a way, I'm sort of following in Rebecca's footsteps a little bit, which is just another whole thing that's kind of fun.
A great way of her legacy and your legacy kind of combining and mixing together. And there's nothing like live theater. There's nothing like doing things live, whether it's live radio or live theater. You're standing there in front of a room full of people. You know, the first theater in Greece, all those thousands of years ago, was a religious ceremony. It's a way of binding people together and having common experiences. Now, we don't normally do this, and we haven't vetted this caller, but I wanted to ask you, Dana, we have a caller who wants to speak to you, if that's okay.
Huh. Sure.
I'll put him on. Let's go to line three. We've got JP from the San Fernando Valley. JP, we have a note here on our screen saying you'd like to speak to Dana.
Yes. Hi, Ms. Schaefer. First of all, I just want to tell you that I thought your daughter was a beautiful and very talented actress, but I wanted to say that because of her passing, she and acted so many laws of stalking, but I just want to thank you and your family and just say that your daughter was a very wonderful lady and her spirit lives on, and just to God bless you.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, JP. Thank you for being on the show.
I have a question for you. In doing this play, do you kind of feel your daughter's kind of with you, kind of enacting those times you had together, and you kind of feel her spirit?
Yes. My this sounds a little pompous, but my grief, if you want to call it that, I'm not wild about that, but it really has taken a whole new turn because I had everything kind of packed away nicely, you know, with some mothballs and all folded up and zipped up. I'm speaking metaphorically here.
Right.
And because I'm writing very visceral, particular things, I have to take it all out and look at it and relive it. And she is, you're right, she's very much with me. And so it's been very disorienting. And it was very hard on my husband because it really re-traumatized him, especially since the poor guy has to run lines with me all the time. He probably knows this thing better than I do.
Right.
And how many times can he hear that phone call and all these... anyway, it's been very hard on him.
Well, you started? Are you on?
Am I on?
I mean, has the show started?
In Los Angeles, the Fringe, my first show is June 3rd.
And if our listeners, Dana, wanted to get information about tickets and show times and all of that, how would they get that information?
They should go to, they can go to the show website, which is uinmidair.com, all lowercase, all one word, uinmidair.com. And there it all is. And I hope you come.
Oh, absolutely.
You in Midair is the name of the show.
That's right.
Is that from Sending the Clowns?
That's right.
There you
go.
Right.
Not everybody gets that.
he gets it in one. He gets it in one. I want to thank you so much, Dana Schaefer. Amazing show. Amazing, amazing show that I want to encourage all of you friends and neighbors to go and watch. We're going to take a short commercial break here.